This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Lisa Simeone. President Bush met with several of his national security advisors today. A White House photo showed them studying a map of Afghanistan on the table between them. The president says military force will be part of the response to the terror attacks nearly 3 weeks ago. But in his weekly radio address, the president suggested the public needs to be patient.
This war will be fought wherever terrorists hide or run or plan. Some victories will be won outside of public view, in tragedies avoided and threats eliminated. Other victories will be clear to all. Our weapons are military and diplomatic, financial and legal. And in this struggle, our greatest advantages are the patience and resolve of the American people.
NPR's Steve Inskeep has been covering the military preparations. Steve, what forces are in place? Where are they?
Well, Lynn, the United States military has had enough force in this region to do damage from the very beginning. Of course, there are forces permanently based in Saudi Arabia for the most part and a few other Middle Eastern nations as well. And over the last couple of weeks, substantial new forces have been moved into the region. There are B-52 bombers that have been shipped in as well as B-1 bombers. And of course, we've heard quite a lot about special forces, ground troops, small units of elite troops. And we've heard wildly conflicting reports over the last couple of days over whether they have actually gone into Afghanistan. The latest word that we can give you from our sources is that it may be a little premature to say that these forces are actually operating in Afghanistan itself, but they've clearly been sent to the region for a mission that's going to remain secret, either reconnaissance or trying to search out Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda members themselves.
And the United States has been trying to work with Afghan opposition groups. Has there been any success there?
Well, Afghan elders and military commanders met today with the former king of Afghanistan. He's been outside the country in exile since 1973. He's living in Rome, and they met with him there. And the hope there is to try to bring together a somewhat broader coalition. There is this group called the Northern Alliance, which controls a tiny corner of the country, but they have been losing. They've lost the war against the Taliban, or they have lost up to now, although they continue fighting. And the question is, can you boost them up in such a way that they can either harass or bother the Taliban, possibly overthrow them, should the United States choose that it wants to go that far, or at least provide some interesting intelligence? In addition to this effort to broaden the coalition there with this meeting in Rome, we know that Russian officials have promised additional aid to the Northern Alliance as well.
How long can the U.S. wait to take some concrete action?
Good question, Lynn. There are two aspects to this, I would think. One has to do with patience at home. And so far, according to polls that we've seen, the American people have suggested that for the most part they are patient, although there have been some rumblings already in Washington, people asking, why haven't we struck yet? The next question, of course, here is practicalities in Afghanistan. The further you get into the year, the worse the weather gets. You have a terrible winter in Afghanistan. Militaries certainly have operated there. The Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in the middle of winter in 1979, but it gets much, much more difficult. All those practicalities aside, though, the essential question for U.S. officials, according to sources, is that they want to keep the coalition together behind this. They do not want to take any precipitous military action that might lead to civilian casualties, that might cause the coalition that's building up against terrorism to break apart. They want to make sure that any strike does not damage that coalition.
Thanks very much, Steve.
You're welcome.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.